We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
You are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. It's hard to believe. It really is incredible that it seems like it was just a few days ago, at least in my mind, that we saw the tragic attacks of September 11th that killed nearly 3,000 people in New York, most of them Americans, but a large cross-section of the rest of the planet being the center of cosmopolitan America. I knew the terror attack was coming. I saw the hype. I saw the preparation in the media, but I also was sent to law enforcement publications where they were pre-brainwashing the police and military, and I saw them roll out bin Laden as the boogeyman. I knew his code name in the CIA was Tim Osman. I knew his family built most of the major U.S. military bases in the Middle East and the British military bases going back more than 80 years. And I understood that most of the Muslim terrorist leaders are banker-financed. That doesn't mean that they don't have jihadis under them who actually hate America and hate the West. It's a very complex situation. And if you haven't studied spycraft, if you haven't studied cloak and dagger, if you haven't studied patsies and decoys, then to hear someone say that a horrible event like 9/11 is an inside job is very upsetting. It's very upsetting for me to say it. I don't enjoy it. It makes me sick to my stomach. I have nightmares about it. But what makes me sicker is knowing that it was an inside job and that I am fully aware of the people that carried out the events and who they are, and that they're going to carry out more events if I don't expose them. And so that's why I bite the bullet. And I made a lot of sacrifices to tell the truth. I was in a radio shack today getting an emergency radio because my old one broke, a weather radio. And a gentleman walked up to me, and he said, seemed like a friendly person, had a lot of intelligence in his eyes. And he said, "I really appreciate your work, Alex, but why are you still alive?" And I know you're asking that question. Don't you think I ask it? And I said, look, they don't want to highlight everything I've said. They don't want to underline it. They don't want to add 100 exclamation points to the end of it. They don't want to make me a martyr. They try to just assassinate my character, as Cass Sunstein at the White House says they do. But I didn't say the biggest reason as I left the store, and that's God. The globalists are not all-powerful. There is a higher power. We can all feel it. We know it. We see it. The universe bends towards justice. I think it was Martin Luther King said that. Gandhi said the seed of the universe is within each and every one of us. The truth will set you free. And I cannot live in a world, I cannot give in to fear and live in a world in fear where terrorists stage events like 9/11, synthetic, manufactured events. I just can't go along with it and be delusional and say, well, that's scary and that's horrible and it's just too incredible to look at, so I'll lie to myself and make excuses to myself and just say, oh, no, it's not an inside job, and buy into the fable. You can't do that. The 9/11 lie has been used to kill over 1 million people in the Middle East and to destroy our liberties here. and it's only getting worse. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to die. Diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The tragic attacks of 9/11. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours on this special September 11th, 2011 global transmission. Hard to believe that it is 9/11/11. 10 years later. Now, I am going to review today just a very small smidgen of some of the glaring holes in the official narrative. And then I'm going to open the phones up and take your calls. What is your view of what 9/11 has done to America and the rest of the world, and where we go from here? Do you have evidence that it's an inside job? Obviously, there is evidence. What do you think the most important smoking guns are? Or if you disagree with me, if you think the official story is true, don't be intimidated. Call me. And I'm not here lobbying for phone calls. We can get hundreds of phone calls. We can open up our digital phone system here and get 100 phone calls in within 30 seconds. The phone system is not open yet, but we're opening it in 1 minute. I want to hear from you. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. So if you want to call and disagree, you better dial right now. Agree, disagree, have points. I want to hear from you. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Now, if you're a new listener, I want to just get something completely straight here. When I say an inside job, when I say a false flag, when I say a self-inflicted wound, I am stating that if you look at the evidence, it's clear, incontrovertible, that the official story is a hoax and is a lie. I believe from the evidence we've got, we have a pretty clear image of how the attacks were carried out. But I tend to not even go there, because that is not 100% provable. What is 100% provable is that the official story from end to end, up one side and down the other, is a complete and total ridiculous fabrication. There are over 300 smoking guns that prove 9/11 is an inside job. We have those posted at Infowars.com. In fact, I'm going to call one of the webmasters and have them put it back on the front page, or one of the writers, because I know we reposted that last week, but I want it on the front page of Infowars.com and PrisonPanda.com, and I'll get that posted there. There's a lot of videos, a lot of evidence there. And we're going to be going over some of that today, but also taking your phone calls. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I have a little 5-minute news report that we, of course, aired Friday night on InfoWars Nightly News, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, 6 Mountain, that streams live and then is archived at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars Nightly News, InfoWarsNews.com. And, yes, I already have cable systems and different satellite systems that do want to pick it up, but we're still refining the show and doing some beta testing. That's why some nights it's an hour long, some nights 2 hours. In the future, it will be set to 30 minutes, but we're just gauging and tracking and really just seeing what different formats I like. But, so we're doing a public beta test at PrisonPlanet.tv. And there'll be expanded special reports there. But on Friday, we went out and talked to 15 people on the streets of Austin, because the guys have got to go out, do their man on the street, turn around, come right back. We interviewed 15, and one person out of the 15 did not think that Building 7 was a controlled demolition or looked suspicious. One person out of 15. So I thought, I think I'll do a special report, which, of course, is longer than the 30-minute nightly news in the next few weeks, where I'm going to go down to the University of Texas and then to the Capitol and then maybe 6th Street, three different crowds, and run a camera in a crowd for 30 minutes with an open mic and just ask people their opinions of 9/11 to give you a snapshot kind of focus group on the street. Now, there was an Angus and Reed poll 5 years ago. We covered this in my film Terror Storm. You can just type it in, Angus and Reed, New York Times poll. 83% do not believe official story, believe government may be involved. So you see a lot of push polls and polls where they're calling or surveying people they've already surveyed before, and they have psychological algorithm actuaries that they know the answer they're going to get, and you hear 10 to 15% think it's an inside job. Other polls, 36%. Other scientific polls. Most polls are in the mid-60s. And that's what I found myself on the street. About 65% of people don't buy the official story. So they run this hoax that it's 10, 15%, and the establishment's running a new hoax right now that, oh, 9/11 truth is dead. And I knew this was a talking point for the September 11th TV shows when MSNBC called, I don't know, New York Times, Slate, BBC, and after two or three, I mean, I could tell what was on the plate, what the talking point was going back 3 months ago as they were getting all these shows ready. And it was, well, how do you feel now being discredited and the fact that no one believes 9/11 was an inside job? And then they would never present any facts. I could just see that that was the talking point. So when new media would call up, you know, after that, I would say, let me guess first. How do I feel about 9/11 truth declining and being dead? And the Slate guy was, well, yeah, actually, that is my question. And I was like, so the editor called you up and said, this is the piece. So I mean, don't you understand this is a talking point? Isn't that evidence right there? But see, these are hired mercenaries. They just write what they're told the angle is. And all the facts on the phone with this guy for, I don't know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, meant nothing. None of it went in this five-part series they did. It was all just regurgitating the same playbook. See, I saw the playbook before 9/11. I went on air really 6 months before, a year before, but by 2 months before, I was able to specifically say they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, Osama bin Laden. And then I went on air the day of the event and pointed out they'd blown up Building 7. I had a nighttime radio show at the time as well. I told people, I said, I heard on the radio, on national news, was it CBS and ABC? I heard both. I saw it on TV. They said they're going to have a controlled demolition of Building 7. I didn't have a big office or a big staff. I had one person working with me. It was my girlfriend, one employee, and myself at that time. doing the fulfillment, making the films, doing the radio show, everything 10 years ago. I just had one other, I had a secretary too, so I had two employees and then my girlfriend. So it was four of us then. So I remember seeing it. And people would attack me and say, you didn't see him say they were going to blow up Building 7. You didn't hear that. And then years later, when the internet became so prolific, all these downloads and people at news stations released all that. And there's got to be more than 10 different newscasts. We've aired them here. I've put them in films where there's cops saying, get back. They say they're going to blow up Building 7. And the news saying they're going to blow it up. And then after they blew it up, you know, that big 47-story building, they told everybody, no, we didn't say we were going to blow it up. You know, those are the type of smoking guns. But I want to get into something even more important when we come back. How 9/11 has been used to kill our republic. I mean, there's no doubt the government's used it to destroy our liberties and freedoms.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to try to break something down here. I love America. I love our republic. I think that we've been the greatest and the freest country in history. Our system hasn't been perfect, but it's been heads and shoulders above all others. The inventiveness, the rugged individualism, all of it. It is the example of the world. And because we had liberty, great wealth came to this country. And our nation fought other tyrannies and was a leader in standing up against evil. And so we became the good guys of the world. But that allowed powerful offshore corporate interests to come in to set up the CIA in 1947 to be given total secrecy and to basically take over the government from within. Kennedy tried to reverse it and they murdered him. But still they call it a conspiracy theory after they've now released the Jackie tapes with the famous historian that recorded her right after saying the government killed Kennedy and she knew the details. We have the lawyers to the vice president coming out and saying it. We have the mistress of the vice president who became president. We have the head hitman, E. Howard Hunt, who ran hitman operations for the CIA, killing world leaders worldwide, on his deathbed, audio and video. We've aired it here, premiered it here. Coast to Coast premiered some of it, and we premiered the rest of it. On and on and on. 92% of Americans now believe the government killed Kennedy. But that's not really accurate. Criminal rogue elements. If somebody hijacks a milk truck and uses it as a weapon, it isn't the milk company that did it. Just because a hijacker's wearing a 707 or 747 uniform doesn't mean they're really the real pilot. It's this co-opting. The criminal elements that run this government orchestrated 9/11. We know the official story's a lie. Now, does that mean that there aren't terrorists, people that are resisting Western forces in the world? No, there are. There are real people that bomb things and shoot people. It happened today in Afghanistan. 77 U.S. troops wounded in attack on Afghan base. And it's funny, the Taliban in their statement said, we take credit for this, but not the September 11th attacks, and basically went on to say that was the work of the New World Order. Isn't that interesting? You know, the Taliban at the time said, and there's different groups of Taliban. It's like saying Christians took credit or, you know, Alabamans took credit. Everybody in Afghanistan was Taliban, basically. And there were different camps. And they said, show us the proof. We will give you Osama bin Laden. And then a tape was put out with bin Laden saying he hadn't done it. But then other tapes were put out, which had been voice scanned and voice printed by major universities and are not Osama bin Laden. I mean, when a government will lie to you over and 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 stage the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam, attacks on our ships. It's declassified that our government with NATO carried out hundreds of bombings in Europe under Operation Gladio. I mean, go pull it up. It's mainline history. I'm talking about blowing up school buses because their favorite target is to kill kids to then blame their enemy with it. It's called waving the bloody shirt. WikiLeaks, 3 years ago. You can just type in WikiLeaks, Army Field Manual, false flag. It'll come up. And the government said, yeah, that's a real manual. We're going to charge with espionage whoever released this. The Pentagon didn't come out and say, no, we don't teach Army captains and above who are in special operations groups how to stage terror. They said, we're going to find out who released that, and they're going to prison. Listen, I've had a lot of family who are Army officers and others. If I go to a family reunion, there are so many people that have served in intelligence can make your head spin. And they'll all tell you, the government is as crooked as a dog's hind leg. They run the narcotics. They run the murder operations. They run it all. That's criminal, very small elements. They are illegitimate. Now, does that mean there aren't Muslim extremists? Absolutely not. There are extremists of every group out there. But I want to be clear here with this. This is a big deal. I've talked about it all week. On Monday, or actually Tuesday morning, in Town Hall, WorldNet Daily, and over 100 newspapers nationwide, over 100 carry Chuck Norris's column. Chuck Norris came out. What was the headline? Pull it up, Jaron. I forget the exact headline. 10 years after 9/11, our government is enabling terrorists. And the first party says Alex Jones has put out reports detailing this, and he links to it. And he gets into Anwar al-Awlaki hanging out at the Pentagon and Anwar al-Awlaki's records being protected by the State Department for his, quote, privacy. And he gets into why is our government funding Taliban and al-Qaeda? Why is the government giving al-Qaeda Libya? I mean, in charge now is a known al-Qaeda. There it is. Chuck Norris, Fed still enabled terrorists. Benders over 9/11, Town Hall. Now, Chuck's been on the show many times. He says he's been listening 16 years since I got on the air. But still, off air, he'd say, Alex, I know you think these things, but I just can't believe it. I just think, you know, more. And I'm going to try to get a hold of Chuck. Chuck's basically come out and said, something's going on here. Look, when the number three in al-Qaeda is hanging out secretly at the Pentagon 2 weeks after 9/11, and then al-Awlaki's running the Fort Hood shooter, the Christmas Day underwear bomber, the Times Square bomber, the shoe bomber, a SWAT, it came out in the London Telegraph and Fox News, admittedly, who ran the 7/7 bombings, is MI6, that's British CIA, and is protected and did command the attacks. And it comes out, nobody gets in trouble. They have got master criminals, and they've got a perfect pool of basically naturally mind-controlled people. They can go to these poor villages of people oppressed, who have no future, can't even get enough food to eat, and they say, I will pay your family $100,000, go do this. But the guy commanding them, it isn't double agents or triple agents, or because I've talked to high-level FBI agents on and off air, retired and current, and they go, I know, Alex, it's like they've got moles everywhere in government. No, you got it backwards. The corporate criminals have moles at the top. They run it. So what you've got to understand is in even most of these suicide attacks, the money leads right back to Western intelligence. If you don't believe me, please take notes. Type in Israel created Hamas, 1973. You'll get Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, UPI. This is not me. And then read why they created it. You see, this is the military-industrial complex is the same everywhere. It wants war. It wants more power. And it will go out and create an enemy so that it can get the trillions a year and take over society and set up checkpoints all over the country and overthrow the Bill of Rights and then get taxpayer money to fund all of it. What did Rumsfeld say? I'll say when we come back.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love.
The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, John, Danielle, John, Debbie, Jane, Angie, Nichols, Nicholas, Joe, Robert, Kevin, Karen, Howard, I'll get to all of you. I want to play our Man on the Street Building 7 piece here in a moment. But to illustrate the point of what I'm covering, Human Events on Friday did an interview with Donald Rumsfeld. And in case you're doubting their headline, you can go listen to the interview below where the reporter talks to him. And Rumsfeld, here's the headline, attack imminent if Congress cuts defense. And he said, if any cuts are made, there will be another attack. If we make this mistake, we're doomed to suffer another attack of some kind, and our intelligence will be less strong and less effective. It's very simple. You know, the Soviet Union is gone. They need a new threat. And this is a full-spectrum threat that can never be defeated, is shadowy, and you can frame anybody you want. You can get rid of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. Did you know that in every major city in the United States, they ran huge checkpoints and randomly searched people's cars? D.C., New York, Boston, Dallas, Los Angeles. But the borders are basically wide open. And the underwear bomber, and I told you this a month and a half before the State Department admitted it, that's how good our intelligence is here, that the U.S. government got the underwear bomber on. He was so drugged he couldn't talk. When the witnesses we had on, who were on the flight with him, said the sharp-dressed man, without a passport, without anything, got him on the plane. People at the gate were like, well, no. And the person's like, basically national security. And they were like, okay. Let me say that again. Kurt Haskell and his wife, and now we learn others, witnessed him gotten on the plane. They witnessed the firecracker, all of it. And the FBI came and tried to get him to change their story, basically. They wouldn't. And then the State Department got freaked out and said, the undersecretary said, yeah, we were ordered to get him on the plane. We were ordered to give him a visa. And he didn't have a pass. Yes, we were ordered by an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency. And then they always spin it. Oh, well, I'm sure they were tracking him and wanted to know who he was going to meet with. Bull. 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 The guy that ran all these people, the cutout name they think they're talking to, is Anwar al-Awlaki. Every time they're run by a government agent. Did you hear me earlier? You can type in Israel founded Hamas, or type in Israel created fake al-Qaeda and staged bombings, and you will get the Israeli newspapers, not me. This is in the Israeli news. The Israelis get angry. The population does about this. Every time there's about to be a peace deal or something, they either let a group do what they're planning, or they actually go out and do it themselves. This is in the Israeli news. Don't tune in and just say I'm making that up. Remember, we were conspiracy theorists till 2004, the 40th anniversary of Gulf of Tonkin, got us into Vietnam. Declassified, it was staged. Of course, we were never conspiracy theorists. It was in the San Diego newspaper when the ships came back 6 months later, and one of the captains got off and said this was all staged. I can't morally go along with this lie. See, what you think a conspiracy theory is because it becomes a rumor because people lose the original source documents. It's like a game of telephone. And see, I didn't record the news saying they were going to blow up Building 7 on 9/11. And I was just telling people for about 2 years, and callers were like, yeah, I saw that and heard that too. But only if you'd heard me and seen me. Then, because the internet got so much faster and saving things got so much cheaper, all the old recordings started getting put out. Government made mistakes, re-aired their coverage from CNN. Remember, on one of the anniversaries, they just aired the same day stuff again. People were like watching cops going, get back, they're going to bring down 7. We've been ordered to get you back. They're about to blow it up. And the firefighter's going, you saw the lava, molten steel. There's no way Jet Fuel did it. You saw the bombs going off. It was popping out. Boom, boom, boom. Remember all those clips we played to you over and over and over and over again? Now, I told you I'd tell you what Rumsfeld said. And then I'm going to play this clip and then go to your calls. Rumsfeld, attack imminent if Congress cuts defense. Now, how transparent does it have to get? I remember 4 years ago, 5 years ago, there was a big scandal with all of the Big Four network military commentators. And it turned out they were secretly still on Pentagon funds. Some of them were getting paid up to $500,000 a year to put out certain messages, talking points. We learned with one of them, with a general. He gave the interview to Cigar Aficionado. It came out that he'd been told to go out and talk about how martial law might be needed. What was the commander's name in Iraq? He's from Texas. He gave a Cigar Aficionado interview. It'll pop in my head in a minute. The point is it's a tape of all these guys in the room. This was released by the Pentagon, strangely enough. And they're going, Secretary Rumsfeld, we need another attack. You know it. And remember all the neocons wrote editorials saying another 9/11 attack would really be great, become a big controversy. And now all these Obama memos where he's being advised, sir, you must have a new attack if our agenda is going to get through. Sir, we need one. Tommy Franks, that's right. Thank you. Even Michael Savage and Glenn Beck have had to go public and say they're getting ready for a new Reichstag. Because if you're in advertising, if you're in media, you know what a talking point is. I don't follow talking points. But if you're in a big corporate organization, you get them. And it's the talking points. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody's... I'm thinking about making a film just about this, or because it takes a lot of research, or a short film just on the timeline. Within 5 minutes, on every news channel in the world, they all have the same talking point. British leaders, Israeli, U.S., French, all of them. We've got to give up our liberties. The world has changed forever. We're going to have a war on terror. We've got to invade Syria, Iraq, Iran, a list. It was a talking point. Osama bin Laden. And there's all these weird tapes of guys very well spoken, look just like operatives. They're not good spies because they look like textbook CIA. In their little baseball caps going, yes, I did see the buildings fall because of the jet fuel and the pancaking, and it fell into its own self. And on other newscasts, similar looking guys at the same time just going, oh, yeah, I'm ready to be interviewed. Yes, fell, of course, from the jet fuel and the pancaking. The fires were just too hot. Boom, 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 and you're watching it. Just like with JFK, in three different countries in the Pacific where they made a mistake, what was it, Thailand, Australia, and one other. You pull this up, before Oswald was even arrested, before his name was released, hours before, they had Lee Harvey Oswald's photo and his name. Because they got their time zones messed up. Any operation like this, they're going to mess up. Now, that key evidence came to us in multiple ways. Jane Stanley and another live channel both put out at the same time that Building 7 had fallen in on itself from fires and gave the official story. While Building 7 was right behind them, 25 minutes before it fell. Now, I went and did research about who gives the BBC their main internal feed, and it's Reuters. And I made videos and predicted. Now, BBC came out and said we were liars, it wasn't real video, which was insane. Then a month later, they said, okay, it was our real video, but we've lost the original tapes. Then We Are Change England talked to the reporters, and both reporters, when they were confronted, said, I never reported on 9/11. I remember taking my son to the theater that day, and the guy was obviously lying. And then people go, well, here's the video of it, you know, on a laptop. And he goes, oh, now I do remember. Now, again, they were told to lie about it. Both definitely operatives. A lot of your national media are intelligence, or they get two paychecks. It's called Operation Mockingbird here in the U.S. Ladies and gentlemen, it was confirmed Reuters had jumped the gun on the detonation of Building 7.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'll start going to your calls before this segment ends, but then we're going to have nothing but calls and a smattering of other economic news in the second hour. But I want to hear from you on 9/11, and we'll move to the next person. But I started telling the story at the very start of the show, but never finished it, just briefly. I was in a Radio Shack today buying an all-weather emergency radio because our old one I've had for a decade broke. Power supply on it did. And, a gentleman came up to me and said, "Hey, I recognize your voice. I listen to you on the radio." He said, "Why are you still alive?" And I get asked that a lot. And imagine being asked that every day on the street and in emails and calls. I'm not afraid to die, but I'm certainly not in a hurry to die. I would never commit suicide. And if they kill me, it makes me a martyr. It's really simple. But it's also, I believe in God. And I pray that if it's God's will that He put up a hedge of protection around me. And I know that millions of people pray for me. And I couldn't be doing what I do without you. I believe in providence. And I've boldly stood up and told the truth and let the chips fall where they may. And that's why I'm still here today. But they may change their mind. The globalists may do something to me in the future just out of anger. And if they do, that's the way it is. Because we can't just sit here and cower in the face of death or in the face of being laughed at or ridiculed and go along with the official fable that is 9/11. Because even if you believe the official story, it has been used, as the head of Homeland Security admitted 2 years ago in a book, Governor Ridge, it's been used for political purposes, fake terror alerts, you name it. And all over the country, people now pull up to checkpoints. The TSA is now on the streets. The Army. I see them directing families through whole car scanning systems that are very dangerous. I've had radiologists on. They make chest x-rays look healthy. Well, the border's wide open. That's like leaving the castle gates open, but then searching everybody in their beds at night and, you know, beating little children. It makes no sense unless the perpetrators are the military-industrial complex and the big banks that own them. It's the oldest trick in the book to attack yourself to take over. Okay? It is the oldest trick in the book. And our government has done it over and over again. Other governments have done it. Now, again, it isn't our government, the people that have hijacked it. So I'm begging you. I know it's painful. I know it's sad. I know that if you admit these truths to yourself, what are you going to do? I know it's tribal to not like people that don't look like you, and it's kind of fun to get into hating foreigners. But in every case, Western governments are financing these people. You know, radical Muslims, and it turns out a lot of them in England are government funded to divide and conquer, can do whatever they want. But in the UK, Daily Mail's reporting, UK Bible recordings deemed offensive. 45,000 CDs mailed out to members of the church and the community of the Gospel of Mark are seen as hateful, and the mail system refuses to ship them. You know, people get arrested in Canada for reading Bible verses. If you don't believe me, just search it. It's like saying, you know, people get arrested for selling lemonade. Don't believe me, just search it. People can't have gardens in their yard. Don't believe me, just search it. This is the new system. See, they now admit in all their new PSAs what I told you years ago has been done behind the scenes. None of the war on terror has to deal with, quote, Muslim extremists. Even if you believe in that and like to get scared of it and like to get freaked out, understand it was always built for everybody. But they start with an unpopular minority first, just like Hitler. You don't know about Operation Northwood, search it. You don't know about Building 7, search it. Now, this is even more powerful when you watch the video. And the video is up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's titled Public Awakens to Building 7 Hoax. And here's Darren McBreen on the streets in Austin, one of our reporters. This is from InfoWars Nightly News Friday. And I'm going to do a test. We'll see what happens when we go out. You know, it's a random grab bag. But I'm going to, and we're going to post these to PrisonPlanet.tv, not as nightly news, but you know, as special reports. Well, we're going to go out with a microphone and just ask questions and then give each person 1 minute at it. We'll do like 30 minutes with a time code running, and this will be like a poll or a focus group. But we talked to 15 people. All but one think that they blew up Building 7 or that it's questionable. Looks suspicious. And we didn't put the guy in that disagreed because it was incoherent and long. And we didn't put in all the people that agreed either because, you know, some of them were too long. But here's the quick report. And then I'm going to go out and do an unedited one in the next few weeks on the same subject and just run a special report where you can see it for yourself. And this is what I've experienced. But we do have scientific polls like New York Times, Angus and Reid. 5 years ago, 83% believe the government's lying about what really happened. Of course, 6 of the 10 commissioners have come out and said it's a criminal cover-up. We have articles on that. Let's go ahead and go to this special report. Here it is.
Thank you, Alex. I'm Darren McBreen for InfoWars Nightly News. We're here at the University of Texas in Austin just days before the 10th anniversary of 9/11. And we're wondering how many people are aware that there was a third tower that fell, Building 7, which was not hit by a plane, but collapsed demolition style at 5:20 p.m., many hours after the first two towers fell. What are your thoughts when you see that? This was not hit by an airplane. It collapsed many hours after the first two towers fell.
I mean, it sort of looks like a planned demolition, but it could also be a lot of other things.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever seen that video before?
I have, actually. It was, this is weird, but it was one of those conspiracy videos I saw. But, yeah, it was pretty crazy, the video I saw. It just, like, dropped straight down.
Have you ever seen the video before?
Not at that building, no.
You find it interesting that it was not featured in the 9/11 Commission report?
It wasn't featured at all? That is interesting. That is interesting. And it looked, you know, it was a very controlled blast, it seemed.
What are your thoughts when you see that building go down like that?
I don't really know what happened to it. I don't think anyone, like, the government probably wouldn't tell us.
I'm actually in the College of Architecture as a grad student and have seen several demolitions, and
It does look completely controlled.
I mean, it looked like a controlled demolition. It didn't look like the explosion happened from, like, one side, like, coming in or anything like that. It looked like it kind of happened from the bottom and just kind of imploded on itself.
Is that the first time you've seen the video?
Yes, definitely.
That's the first time I've ever seen that, yeah.
This is my first time actually hearing about Building 7. So, you know, that tells you how much they've covered it. But that's very weird. It really looks like a demolition implosion.
I don't remember seeing it at all. I remember watching both the second tower collapse live, and I don't remember hearing or seeing anything at the time about that.
As most of the InfoWars audience is aware, World Trade Center leaseholder Larry Silverstein gave the okay to pull the building moments before Building 7 collapsed. BBC's Jane Stanley even reported Building 7's collapse minutes before the event actually happened. You can even see Building 7 clearly behind her as she gives the report.
Yesterday I watched a video where a news lady was talking and she said the third building just fell. But behind her, the third building had not fallen yet. So that's weird.
Jane Stanley.
Saw that then, yeah.
Oh, of course, of course.
Like, she's like, oh, it fell down and it's still behind her.
But you would think that she would wait till it fell, even if she had insider information that the thing was going down. She has some sort of ESP.
There are currently close to 1,500 architects and engineers who are saying that it was indeed a controlled demolition.
Well, I mean, that's the kind of thing where we need some sort of investigation, you know, and if the government isn't going to do this for investigating, then we need a third party to step in and, you know, have the authority and the resources to do that.
I mean, like a lot of people, you know, question the Warren Commission. That doesn't make all of them kooks or conspiracy theorists.
What do you feel about losing a lot of our civil liberties since 9/11?
It sucks. You know, you have, you know, people that can invade your phone calls and text messages and emails, and so you really don't have any privacy, and that really scares me.
Yes, you know, I think the 9/11 was sort of the Trojan horse for all that sort of policy to come in.
If you notice, there's free speech zones. You can only free speech in certain areas now. So, yeah, it's almost like everything that we once had is slowly shrinking.
Is it worth it to make us more safe to lose our liberties?
No, certainly not. I mean, you know, 9/11 was a terrible event, but in terms of the things that have happened since then making us more safe, I'd say that's the other side of the coin.
Do you think there needs to be a new investigation into September 11th?
I don't think it would hurt. I don't know how much we would know about it or, again, maybe how unbiased it would be, but I think it always is something that is interesting to look at further.
I think America should demand a new investigation.
Definitely be interesting to see things that I'm sure the government didn't want the public knowing at the time.
The only way to get to the bottom of it is to do more research.
I honestly believe the government's corrupt. Everyone lies. I don't think people should just put all their faith and trust in a government who is just completely selfish and only worrying about themselves.
10 years after 9/11, we could see that much of the public is aware that they're not being told everything there is to know about the tragic events.
There's a few more minutes of the report, but I just want to add, giving up liberty does not make you more safe. The number one killer of populations is governments. They always use fake crises to set up their police states. We'll be back with the second hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.